Friday evening, I was sitting there motionless behind the wall of red tail lights. Wasn't even first gear movement. Masses of exhaust fumes, gray in the evening air. Engines overheated. And there was the smell of a clutch burning out somewhere. Seems to come from ahead of me. From that long, slow ride, our freeway. Where the cars were working from first gear to neutral again and again. I'm from neutral back to first gear. On the radio, heard the news of that day at least 6 times. I was well versed in world affairs. The remainder of the stations played a thin, sick music. The classical stations refused to come in clearly. When they did, it was still repetition. A standard and tiresome works. I turned the radio off. A strange whirling began in my head, circled behind the forehead clockwise, went past the ears and round to the back of the head, then back to the forehead and around again. I began to wonder, is this what happens? One goes mad. I considered getting out of my car, was in the so-called fast lane. Could see myself out there, out of my car, leaning against the freeway divider, arms folded. Then I would slide down to a sitting position, putting my head between my legs. Stayed in the car, bit my tongue, turned the radio back on, willed the whirling to stop as I wondered if any of the others had to battle against their compulsions as I did. Then the car ahead of me moved a foot, 2 feet, 3 feet. I shifted to first gear. There was more movement. Then I was back in neutral, but we had moved from 7 to 10 feet. Hearing the world news for the 7th time was still all bad, but all of us listening, we could handle that too, 'cause we knew there was nothing worse than looking at that same license plate, same dumb head, sticking out from behind the headrest in the car ahead of you. As time dissolved, as the temperature gauge leans more to the right, as the gas gauge leans more to the left, as we wondered whose clutch was burning out, we'll like some last final dinosaur crawling feebly home somewhere, somehow, maybe to die.